This part of the Scott Horton Show is sponsored by Audible.com. And right now, if you go to audibletrial.com/Scott Horton Show, you can get your first audiobook for free. Of course, I'm recommending Michael Swanson's book, The War State, The Cold War Origins of the Military-Industrial Complex and the Power Elite. Maybe you've already bought The War State in paperback, but you just can't find the time to read it. Well, now you can listen while you're out marching around. Get the free audiobook of The War State by Michael Swanson, produced by Listen and Think Audio, at audibletrial.com/Scott Horton Show. I got Jason Dentz on the line. He's the news editor at antiwar.com, news.antiwar.com, and he's keeping track of all the bad news in the whole world for us there. Thank God. Welcome back to the show, Jason. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing great. I really appreciate you joining us short notice like this and everything. So, listen, they found the bodies of the three abducted teenagers from the West Bank. And then all hell broke loose. That's all I know. Could you please fill us in? What's going on over there?
Well, all hell kind of broke loose before they found the bodies. Israel's been launching bizarrely aggressive military operations looking for these teenagers, even though it didn't seem like they had any idea where to look or realistically who took them. Officially, they're blaming Hamas. Which, when it was just a kidnapping, was at least plausible because, you know, Hamas has some history of kidnapping people and seeking to trade them for other detainees. Mm-hmm. But now that they found the bodies, it seems like these teenagers were killed almost immediately after capture, which is completely not the Hamas way of doing things. Hamas has always been a very patient organization in trying to make deals. So it shoots a hole in the Hamas theory, but from the Israeli perspective, I'm not sure that matters. It seems like launching revenge attacks is the sort of the driving momentum in the Israeli government right now. And, you know, the three people that they named as potential suspects, they've already destroyed one of them's house just on the idea that he might have had something to do with it. There's talk from some of the Deputy Defense Minister Dannon is saying, well, we should destroy every Hamas member's house now and destroy Hamas entirely. Defense Minister Yalon is saying, well, we should found a brand new settlement right in the middle of what would have been future Palestine in honor of these teens. So, I mean, the Israeli reaction, as usual, is spite.
Yeah. Well, now, so first of all, on the question of Hamas, does anybody have a theory, much less evidence, which, you know what, I don't know, circumstantial evidence or any kind of good reason that anyone has explained to believe that this was Hamas other than, you know, we don't like those guys here kind of thing?
Not at all. It fits into the Israeli narrative, and I think they sort of had their fingers crossed when it was a kidnapping that it was Hamas because they could use that as a wedge to try to break up the unity government in Palestine. Mm-hmm. But the only group that ever claimed any credit for it was a group calling itself ISIS Palestine, which exactly how big they are or who they are, no one seems to know. Presumably some sort of offshoot of ISIS.
Well, is it clear that it was a political group that did this rather than just, I don't know, somebody who did it or two somebodies?
There really isn't. I mean, there's no good at least not that Israel has released to the public. There's no good evidence of what happened at all. Israel claimed to know it was Hamas, but they never offered any evidence to that effect, and Hamas has denied it, which, once again, Hamas is not normally the kind of group that denies doing something that they actually did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and of course, you know, by Israel, you mean mostly Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister, and what he says, right? And he's pretty much made it clear that whatever. He just believes it was Hamas. He never even tried to make an argument, right? Just
right.
He says so.
It would have been extremely convenient for them for it to have been Hamas.
How much presence does Hamas even have on the West Bank anyway?
Pretty minimal. I mean, they have a few...
They don't have troops there. They don't have... Or I don't know. What do they have?
No, I mean, they have... There are a few activists that are still, you know, politicians and the like that are still in the West Bank from back before the split between Hamas and Fatah.
Right, but brigades of fighters on the
no,
West Bank?
Certainly not.
Yeah. So, anyway. And then, so, all right, now, before they found the bodies, go ahead and describe a little bit more detail. Oh, well, we're almost at the break. God damn, time flies so fast. And we got started late in this segment, too. That's what happened. But when we get back, I'd like to hear a little bit more of the narrative about the way the IDF has been acting in the West Bank, and for that matter, in the Gaza Strip, ever since they were abducted, since the boys turned up missing. And then, of course, the real bad news is all the bombing overnight, and for all I know, continuing right now. In so-called response, although, you know, just like in blaming Hamas, I think it's pretty clear they're just taking advantage of the opportunity to do what they want anyway, which is the same as always. But anyway, I've talked us all the way into the music now. Good. So we'll be right back on the Scott Horton Show with Jason Ditz, news editor at antiwar.com. That's news.antiwar.com.
The military-industrial complex. The disastrous rise of misplaced power.
Hey, y'all, Scott Horton here. I'd like for you to read this book, The War State, by Michael Swanson. America's always gone to war a lot, though in older times it would disarm for a bit between each one. But in World War II, the U.S. built a military and intelligence apparatus so large, it ended up reducing the former constitutional government to an almost ceremonial role and converting our economy into an engine of destruction. In The War State, Michael Swanson does a great job telling the sordid history of the rise of this national security state, relying on important first-hand source material, but writing for you and me. Find out how Presidents Truman, Eisenhower, and Kennedy all alternately empowered and fought to control this imperial beast, and how the USA has gotten to where it is today. Corrupt, bankrupt, soaked in blood, despised by the world. The War State by Michael Swanson. Available at Amazon.com and at Audible.com. Or just click the logo in the right-hand margin at ScottHorton.org.
We should take nothing for granted.
All right, y'all, welcome back. I'm Scott Horton. I'm talking with Jason Ditz, news editor at antiwar.com. That's news.antiwar.com. Here's a headline from the Jerusalem Post. Israeli jets pound Gaza, hit 34 targets in overnight strikes. Late last night. I was up late looking at Twitter. There are all kind of shock and awe type pictures coming in from the Gaza Strip. And I don't know if there do you know, Jason, if there are reports of casualties yet?
Not that I've seen yet. Now, I mean, certainly there have been casualties, but a lot of times that's pretty late to come out of the Gaza Strip.
Yeah. And now, I guess, I'm sorry, rewind a little bit for us and talk about it seemed pretty crazy. It's pretty out of control, the kind of collective punishment and was it random searches or just door-to-door searches for the kidnapped teens over the last couple of weeks there on the West Bank?
Pretty much, that's what's been going on.
Just tell us as much about that as you can.
Because
to make up for my lack of coverage of this very important issue, please.
Well, so since the teens went missing, Israel started conducting some pretty aggressive military operations. They detained hundreds of people out of the nearby area of where the teens were thought to have gone missing, detaining people that just happened to be in the area. There's no evidence that any of them necessarily knew anything, but I guess they were just detaining people on the hope that one of them might have seen something and could be eventually roughed up to the point that they would talk. A lot of people were killed, at least six as of earlier in the week. I'm not sure how many, of course, now with more attacks in the Gaza Strip, although exactly the connection between the deaths of the teens and the Gaza Strip is pretty thin, because Israel was attacking Gaza pretty much daily anyway. There's no sign that there was any Gaza connection to what happened to the teenagers, Israel seems to be escalating the attacks nominally as part of the retaliation for the teenagers, but really Israel just sometimes gets into these little few week spans where they've just decided to go all out and attacking Gaza, and you have Foreign Minister Lieberman talking about how Israel should conquer the Gaza Strip militarily and annex it, and so this is certainly not unprecedented for Israel. They do this sometimes, at least once or twice a year.
Yeah, I saw on Twitter last night some, I think, not necessarily critics, but just newsy people wondering, forgot who it was exactly, but some pretty mainstream, I think, wondering. I wonder if they're going to come out later with an explanation of any connection to the Rafah border crossing into Egypt, or whether not. They're just bombing it because they want to bomb it right now. I guess, I don't imagine they came out with a quote-unquote reason that they were bombing the Rafah border crossing or the area near it last night.
No, I wouldn't expect them to even offer any sort of explanation unless there's suddenly a complaint from a human rights group about a large number of civilians getting killed. That's really the only time you get a justification from Israel, and usually those justifications come after the fact. They change several times while they keep trying to come up with an excuse that'll stick.
Yeah. Which, as long as they got American veto power on the UN, I guess it doesn't matter whether any of the criticism sticks or not.
Right. And there was a UN resolution last week that was criticizing Israel for its military operations in the West Bank related to searching for the teenagers, complaining about killing civilians in mass detentions. But it never came up to a vote because the U.S. made clear they would veto anything if it mentioned Israel by name.
Yeah. Certain Middle Eastern, Mediterranean states over there. Maybe give the longitude and latitude for Tel Aviv or something like that.
Right. You could say they made it sound like the U.S. would have been okay with a statement that deplored the deaths of the Palestinians so long as it didn't make any mention of the fact that it was Israeli troops that killed them.
Yeah. Man, and then, so, I don't know what all effect this has politically, other than, as you said earlier, in citing all these other examples, I know over at the Electronic Intifada, there are a huge roundup, really too big of a roundup of quotes, not just from people with power, but to random yahoos on Facebook and that kind of thing, it sounds like what this serves to do more than anything is to move the entire foreign policy of the right-wing Israeli coalition further to the right. Now, what was unacceptable to say 2 or 3 weeks ago is now acceptable to say, let's just go ahead and reconquer Gaza. Like they haven't conquered it all along, right? Now let's go ahead and end all pretense of peace with the Palestinian Authority. Let's go ahead and that's what this is really about, right? Is this is their revenge for the unity government between Fatah and Hamas that was forged after the failure of the complete joke of the completely dishonest peace talks on the part of the Israelis toward the creation of some pseudo-Palestinian state that they never meant to allow to exist in the first place.
Right, and they've been pretty clear that this Palestinian state's never going to happen. Even before the teenagers were found a couple of days ago, Prime Minister Netanyahu was making a speech about how Israel's going to have to keep the entire West Bank border with Jordan forever now because of ISIS. They're saying, well, ISIS is on Jordan's opposite border with Iraq.
Right.
Might conceivably take Jordan out. Which is pretty speculative.
I mean, just think about that. When George H.W. Bush said, stay out of the Gulf War because it'll ruin the whole coalition. It'll be too obvious you know, your role in promoting this thing from your occupied territory in D.C. And same thing with Bush Jr. Like, some ally, we can't dare have them participate in our crappy foreign policy over there because it'll just explode everything. And just imagine if we actually have firefights on the ground with Israeli troops on the ground in Jordan fighting ISIS, you know, and what that'll do to all the different sides of this thing over there. Just holy crap.
And it could easily happen. That's the scary part. I mean,
and it's all getting worse over there anyway. I mean, everybody's just waiting for the other shoe to drop anyway. If the other shoe to drop is the Israelis getting in there, oh, my God. There could be nukes going off. At that point, all bets are off, I think. I don't know. Pakistan's
right.
got nukes.
It's expanding everywhere. They're launching attacks in Lebanon. They're on the Jordanian border. They've taken large chunks of Syria and Iraq and formed this, what they're calling a caliphate, although their rivals don't see it as one.
Yeah, ISIS guys claiming the flag in the Sinai Peninsula too, right?
Right.
Yeah. It's not, man, I'm sorry we're out of time for this, Jason, because we're just getting into a very important subject there. But we'll talk again soon. Thank you very much for your time today.
Sure. Thank you for having me.
It's Jason Ditz, everybody. The great Jason Ditz at news.antiwar.com. Hey, all, Scott here for Liberty.me, the brand new social network and community-based publishing platform for the liberty-minded. Liberty.me combines the best of social media technology all in one place and features nightly classes, guides, events, publishing, and so much more. Sign up now and you get the first 30 days free. And if you click through the link in the right margin at scotthorton.org or use the promo code Scott when you sign up, you'll save $5 per month for life. That's more than a third off the regular price. And hey, once you sign up, add me as a friend on there at scotthorton.liberty.me. Be free. Liberty.me. Hey, y'all, Scott Horton here for WallStreetWindow.com. Mike Swanson is a successful former hedge fund manager whose site is unique on the web. Subscribers are allowed a window into Mike's very real main account and receive announcements and explanations for all his market moves. The Federal Reserve has been inflating the money supply to finance the bank bailouts and terror war overseas. So Mike's betting on commodities, mining stocks, European markets, and other hedges against our depreciating dollar. Play along on paper or with real money, and then be your own judge of Mike's investment strategies. See what happens at WallStreetWindow.com. Hey, y'all, Scott here. Like I told you before, the Future Freedom Foundation at FFF.org represents the best of the libertarian movement. Led by the fearless Jacob Hornberger, FFF writers James Bovard, Sheldon Richmond, Wendy McElroy, Anthony Gregory, and many more write the op-eds and the books, host the events, and give the speeches that are changing our world for the better. Help support the Future Freedom Foundation. Subscribe to their magazine, The Future of Freedom. Or to contribute, just look for the big red donate button at the top of FFF.org. Peace and freedom. Thank you. Hey everybody, Scott Horton here for LibertyStickers.com. If you're like me, then you're right all the time, surrounded by people in desperate need of correction. Well, we can't all have a radio show, but we can all get anti-government propaganda to stick on the back of our trucks. Check out LibertyStickers.com. Categories include anti-war, empire, police state, libertarian, Ron Paul, gun rights, founders quotes, and of course, the stupid election. That's LibertyStickers.com. Everyone else's stickers suck.